Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob, reading today from the August 2024 issue of the Voice of the Martyrs newsletter / magazine. We've got several stories today. It's the end of the month and therefore the end of the magazine, and they go into several articles from the field. Let's go to Tunisia first, where Christian convert faces attacks and harassment. Abdel left Islam and placed his faith in Christ after hearing the gospel on Christian satellite TV. Although Tunisia has a rich Christian history, Christian converts from Islam are still persecuted in their Muslim communities. Abdel was no exception. After learning of his Christian faith, some of Abdel's Muslim neighbors urged a local imam to castigate him over the mosque's loudspeakers. Abdel was subsequently attacked and beaten, and a formal complaint was filed against him for disturbing the peace. In addition, some of Abdel's neighbors attacked and demolished part of his home. Since the destruction of his property, Abdel has sought legal approval to rebuild his house, but government officials have denied his requests and delayed court hearings. Amid his legal struggle, Abdel suffered a stroke, which he believes may have been caused by ongoing stress. Abdel currently awaits a court decision on the charges filed against him. He said the encouragement and support that he has received from the global body of Christ has strengthened his faith, and he requests prayer that his neighbors will repent and come to faith in Christ. Let's go to Sri Lanka next. Sri Lanka, Christmas care distribution inspires a church plant. A church in the majority Hindu district of Batticaloa, Sri Lanka, conducted its first distribution of Christmas care packs in the summer of 2023, visiting several villages in the area. Some small communities in Sri Lanka have never fully recovered from a brutal civil war that lasted more than two decades, and they are in great need of many resources. Church members distributed colorful backpacks containing school and hygiene supplies, clothes, and a children's Bible. At a hunter's village deep in the jungle, children were overjoyed to receive their packs. The event also gave frontline workers the opportunity to talk with village leaders about building a church there, and they are now in the process of acquiring land for the church. Christians are legally allowed to gather and worship in Sri Lanka, but local governments, which identify with the religion's majority religion, which is generally Hinduism in the north and east and Buddhism in the south, sometimes pressure pastors and churches or even condone attacks against them. Despite these risks, many Sri Lankan churches maintain a strong witness to Christ. The distribution of Christmas care packs provides opportunities for churches like the one in Batticaloa to demonstrate the love of Christ and proclaim the gospel in communities that may never have heard it. And finally, in Laos, a village leader removed for Christian faith. Government leaders in Laos generally view Christianity as a foreign religion and a tool of the West to undermine communism. As a result, Christians are often excluded from their community and denied basic necessities. Two Christians, Sed and Sipon, experienced opposition even as community leaders themselves. Both men came to faith in Christ while serving on their respective village councils, positions that carry both prestige and a salary. Officials had tried to persuade them that following Christ was inconsistent with their roles as local leaders, but the people in their villages seemed to disagree, re-electing each man to his position in May of 2023. Still, their opponents were intent on ousting them, and they got help from district-level authorities. After hosting a worship service in his home, Sed, who had served his village for 18 years, was given an ultimatum. stop believing in Christ, or lose your position. Well, I will not recant my faith, he told district officials. I love God because he brings peace to my family. I rejoice in my God. Subjected to public mockings and threats, Said was forced to resign. But despite his difficulties, he told a frontline worker that he felt stronger in his faith and loves God very much. I do not regret losing this income, he said. I want to follow my God. Siporn was promised political advancement if he would recant his Christian faith. The president of his village council promised him that he would be the next council president if he would abandon Christianity. I will not stop believing in my God, Siporn replied, because I have found the truth and chosen the right path for my life. So the council removed Siporn from his position. Being on the council or not, it does not matter to me, he told a frontline worker. I will thank God for everything. Siporn and his wife face ongoing pressure and threats. So whether in Tunisia today, Sri Lanka, Laos, or wherever the church is suffering, will you stop and pray for your friends and neighbors and brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus? Lord willing, next time we'll start the September issue, and you can have a copy of this issue yourself. It can be mailed to your home free every week, or every month, excuse me. Just contact the people at vom.org, vom.org. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun, and Lord willing, we'll get to talk again real soon. Bye-bye.